Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Wednesday Wisdom with Deborah Leanne. And today's radio show is on the lovely topic of comparing and contrasting. And I titled it Good, Bad, Right, Wrong because I feel there's so many of us who look at how others are doing what we want to do, and they're doing it right, and we're doing it wrong. And there's this constant, maybe not constant, but pretty chronic inner voice that is keeping us from being our highest and best. So welcome. I hope that I'm not the only one that this topic is timely for. And before we get started, let's just drop in and get present. So as we begin to get into this moment, I would ask that you stop multitasking, stop playing on your phone, reading email, checking Facebook, and just take the next 20 minutes or so for yourself, just to be with what might come up with some of these questions that we're going to be talking about today. And as we start to feel our feet on the ground, our bottoms wiggling back and forth in the seat that we're sitting in, if we're sitting, and doing some deep breaths that allow us to feel our body is a good place for us to start. So if you can breathe in through your nose, and as you exhale, before you exhale, hold it in, feel your lower belly get full, and allow that sense of fullness to be there, to feel what it feels like that we already are enough, have enough, and do enough. And then as we exhale, audibly sighing out what no longer serves us, what is no longer necessary, and any old patterns that aren't even aware of, that we're unconscious, that have been fed to us through ancestry, lineage, our environment, media. We don't even need to know, but we know that they are not working for us anymore. It's time to let those go. So a couple more of those breaths. Holding it in to feel the fullness. Letting go. Expanding and contracting. Receiving and releasing. Because it is all about this cycle, right? And as we grow and expand and learn new things and get all excited about a new venture or a new client or a new partnership or a love interest or something that expands our heart, there's always this little reminder that we're human. And some parts of our ego get threatened, and we will find ways of reminding ourselves that we are really maybe not worthy for this, all this new goodness, this joy, this sense of peace, this beautiful weather that we're receiving today, which I call California weather at St. Louis prices. All this abundance that's all around us. And then immediately our brain, which is there for a reason, our egoic brain is there to keep us safe. And it's like, I don't know, this could be scary. That's a big risk. Moving into new territory. Are you sure this is safe? Are you sure you're qualified? And look at her. She's doing it better, faster, smarter, looking more beautiful, thinner, healthier. She's got a bigger following than you do. Who do you think you are? And then we feel that old familiar, yeah, I'll just stay with what I know, even though I'm miserable in this place. And we contract. And the key that I'm finding is every time I do this, which is, you know, often, that I have the option of saying, yep, that's true. She might have a bigger following. And she's doing really amazing with building her business. And I am uniquely brilliant as well. I have strengths and experience and a unique perspective that no other coach, client, trainer, teacher, facilitator, speaker has. And why don't I believe my unique brilliance is just as bright, just as successful, and just as amazing as that other person's? Today, my woman that I'm choosing to emulate would be someone like Danielle Laporte. I just find her writings so amazing, and she has this huge following, and she is an icon to me of what it means to be in her essence and doing the work she loves and is brilliant at. And you know what? I am too. I am also in my essence and doing work that I am uniquely qualified and brilliant at. And I'm letting this measurement piece, this inner critic of she's better, she's bigger, she's got a wider audience, she knows how to do this online marketing thing better. Look at her programs. Look how well she's represented in every social media platform. And you know what? She has a team to do that. I do not. And I have let myself be my own. It's like the guardrails have kept me running in this single lane road for so long that maybe it's time for me to like crash through the guardrails and do something that's totally different for me because I feel like I'm not ready for it. And I'm just speaking from my point of view. I don't know if any of this is going to resonate with you, yet I really hope it does. Because how often do we yearn to like break through that barrier, to cross over into that uncharted territory, and yet, no, this path is paved. I'll just stay on this path. It's safe. I can kind of see a little bit where I'm going in front of me. And that's really, it's off the beaten path. I might get scratched up by the brambles. I might get lost. We go into all of this, what could happen, and we aren't even there yet. What if we started on that path and thought, it dead ends at the river, so now I get to walk along the river, or I get to turn around and go back. I have choice. I am at choice. And this is something that I constantly need to remember, is that I don't need to buy into that little voice. I don't need to let my little girl who's scared, that part of me that wants to keep me safe, my mind or my ego or whatever you want to call it, those parts of us that are holding us back are just that. They are parts of us holding us back. Our higher self, our soul, our heart maybe, and even our intuition is being pulled forward into something new. And it's uncomfortable, it's scary, it's not going to look pretty, and this messiness is what most of us fear. We fear that we'll look silly. We fear that we'll trip and fall. We'll fear, I do, it's like running, right? I fear more than anything, running, I fear falling. I've seen people have some nasty falls. I'll run on a treadmill, but do not get me out on a gravel path or on a sidewalk or a road. I'd much rather walk. It's my pace. Now, I walk fast. I walk faster than a lot of people jog, actually. Yet, what is it that keeps you from moving forward? Those voices in our heads that are, can't do that. That's for the big girls. That's for the people that are more successful. That's for the people that are making the 7 figures a year. I can't possibly play in that arena or go to that conference or sign up for that big coaching program that I know I really want and need because I'm not playing with the big kids yet. You know, is it like we're back in freshman year of high school or college where we feel like we just don't know anything? I don't know if you remember, but the very first semester of college was thrilling and terrifying for me. Being away from home and being able to make all my own decisions was a place of self-mastery that I wasn't maybe all that ready for. I made a lot of mistakes just because I could stay out all night. I did a couple times. And then I realized that that wasn't very smart. Just because I could do certain things, I did. And I had to make it through that semester and learn that maybe there's other ways of going to class, getting to bed early on a weeknight, and finding time to play where it didn't interfere with what I was really there to do, which was to get my education. So I totally messed up my first semester, yet I didn't. I learned a lot of what worked for me and didn't work for me. I was not one of those kids that could go out every night. I was not one of those kids that could drink as much as others. I could not do some of the things that those other people did because I had other priorities. I wanted to be on the dance team. I wanted to do these other things. I had a boyfriend I wanted to hang out with. I had to figure out how to put all that time management stuff together. So now we're in this place of self-mastery. And you know what? To become masters, we need a lot of practice. There really is what I love about becoming any good at anything, masters of anything, to totally reach mastery, we never quite get there. We're always wanting to improve. We always see that there's something more that we want to reach for. And that's a good thing. It keeps us growing and keeps us expanding and keeps our consciousness expanding as a culture, as a global society. It's pretty brilliant, actually. And I love that about us. And so how can we allow the rest of us, our cognitive brain, our emotions, our physical self, our energetic self, to be on board with the rest of us that wants to move forward faster, farther? This is where the different parts need to come together and have a little meeting. And it's not about you're doing this wrong, you're doing this right, you're bad at this, you're good at that. This is where we need to get out of the judgment place, the duality place, and allow everybody to sit at the table and be heard. And if our physical body is not ready to do a lot of major travel for a role that we want to accept, we need to know that. What do we need to do to help the physical body get healthy and have enough energy to support what we want to do in the world? Where do we need to get the support system, our families on board, our friends, and the right colleagues in place, the team in place to support us so that we can grow and take on that additional challenge or project or client? That is the important thing. How do we sync up, just like we sync up between, you know, all of our tablet, our phone, our computer, our work computer, our home computer, all of those different devices, so that they can all be tools for us. And that's what all of these parts of us are. It's like having a, if you think about a team, a sports team, I just got the beautiful opportunity to go and see my daughter play field hockey over the weekend. And she had one of her best games ever. She was named all-conference honoree, runner-up for the week. And got a couple goals on Sunday. And it was so fun to see her. And yet, you know, she plays midfield. She had offensive people that were supporting Kat. You know, they scored the other five goals. She had her defense team, her amazing goalie, and the defensive line supporting her. She ran between the two, and that's what we need. We can't do it all by ourselves. And this is a key, women. I don't know if you're hearing me. This is so key. We are not here to do all of this alone. Whether we try to push our way through something and our body says no, or our family says no, or a part of us says no, or it's something else that we're running up at. Like we need to work through something with our team to get everybody on board so that we can all steer the ship in the same direction. So much easier when we're all facing the same way. So I'm wanting to come back to the place of honoring every time that we play that comparison game, every time we say, I'm not good at that, I can't possibly do that, she's really good at that, or he's really amazing at doing those kind of things, but that's not something I can ever do, or I'm not doing my business right. Everybody else knows how to do it right. They've got the secret. I don't have the secret. Whatever that secret sauce is, I don't have it. Guess what? What if the secret sauce is you? And you being, and I'm going to speak for myself here, what if I jumped on board as being totally amazed with my unique brilliance? What if I so valued what I have to offer in the world? What if that made others see me in a different way? What if that made clients line up wanting to work with me? And what if that's what is the missing piece for you? So those are the questions I'm going to leave you with today. It's really about how much do you value all of you? Not the good parts, not just the shiny, pretty parts, but the shadow parts, the hidden parts, the ugly parts, the messy parts. How can you bring all of those people together so they sing in harmony and your voice can be heard? When we are in that kind of alignment, people get it. They hear us. Our voices actually ring with authenticity. And trust is easy to build because we have trust within us. We trust in our abilities. We know we can deliver what we say we can do. And when our words align with what we believe and our actions back up all of that, OMG. I almost said, oh my goddess, but some people may not be that big on that. And God, goddess, goodness, however you want to say. But when those things, those fall into alignment, the universe sees it. It's like the sun and the stars and the moon all highlight this beautiful, unique brilliance for everyone to see, because you have now turned it on with your own belief. So I'm just going to ask you to be curious. What if there was no right, wrong, good, bad, perfect timing? What if there wasn't a way that we failed that was bad? What if every time we failed, it was a good thing? What if we could view that in a whole different way? What if we didn't even compare ourselves to that other? I mean, I'm not anywhere close to Danielle Laporte. And she is brilliant at being Danielle, and I am brilliant at being Deborah Leanne. We're not the same, and that's okay. That's what makes the beauty of a tapestry, when each of the different threads is woven together. Wow. And it's a lot stronger than a bunch of individual threads, right? It's that weaving together that allows us to really co-create a different world. And that's why I'm asking each of you, every person who listens to this, to please turn on your light, your unique brilliance. And please tune in and listen to what wants to be shared through you. And the last part is to tune it all up so that all parts of you can be pulled in for your presence and your power. That's where you'll ignite your impact and inspire change. If you're wanting to know anything more about how to really understand what your strengths are and how you are uniquely brilliant, that is a gift that I have. I have an ability to see people's potential, which is also a curse. Anything overused, any of our strengths overused, tend to work against us. But what happens is sometimes I hold people to a higher level of themselves than they can see. I'm working on that. And that's why coaching with little bits and pieces and steps to allow you to totally own your brilliance is my goal. Because once you've got that, there's nothing stopping you. So connect with me if that's of interest to you, or you would just have some questions around that. Deborah@DeborahLeanne.com. And until our next time together, please shine your light and be curious. Listen for those critical thoughts and say, I hear you. I know you're trying to keep me safe and small, but maybe this time I'm going to still go off path. I'm still going to blaze my trail. It's time, ladies. We need every one of your voices. Okay. Take good care. Bye-bye.